Okay, yeah. Good day, everyone. My name is Isaac Osisu Chizaram. You can call me Zara. I'm a visual designer from Nigeria. Yeah, I love skating. I love plantain. Yeah, that's what I like. And my hobbies are swimming. So today, let's jump into what we have today. And currently, I'm so excited to be speaking at FOSDEM 2021. It's like a dream come true. Like, I've been anticipating for this. And right now, Zara is here sharing his thoughts on a bigger platform. I'm so glad. I'm happy, and it's exciting for me because I've been in the open source space for like a year and a half, and it's like a dream come true because I wasn't expecting this. I was thinking that I should be like 4 to 5 years, or 10 years in open source for me to have this chance to speak and enlighten, people. So yeah, thanks to Peace Ojeme, thanks to Ariel Fox, Samson Godi, yeah, for making me know about open source, because I never knew about open source until I met these amazing folks. Okay, let's dive into what we had today. Okay, I'll be sharing my thoughts about ways you can contribute to open source project without writing lines of code. Okay, like, you should all know that there's this misconception that when you're contributing to open source, all you just have to do is write codes. Like, and that has scared like a lot of Nigerian designers, or I don't know, I would say African designers, away from open source projects because they feel that, oh, there's no need for me to contribute. They're just designers. They are those guys that has to push code and all. I'm not a front end web dev, and I don't think they'll be needing me. On like I had this thought until I got to meet Ariel Fox and I attended the Oscar Fest event. So right now I'm so happy to be sharing my thoughts about this, and I will tell you there are ways you can contribute to open to like let's say amazing ways you can contribute to open source projects without writing lines of code. Like, you won't be able to open your Visual Studio code before if you can contribute to open source. Okay, so let's get started. Yeah, okay, this first one is writing documentation. Documentation is very important when you are and working on open source projects. It helps to keep track of the progress, in order to make this information accessible for all users and for them to explore and guide them in the future. If you're working on open source projects, you won't be working on them forever. You have to document the processes so that whenever some other persons are coming to contribute, yeah, they can have something they can reference from. Okay, so like the next one will be identifying bugs. So please, I'm really sorry if I'm kind of fast. I have to do this because I chose like a little time for this. Okay, this one is identifying bugs. Okay, like, we all know that it's very important to fix bugs before you put the app or the software live. So this is where you come in. You check if app is going to like misbehave when it's been launched or when it's on demo. So this, as an open source contributor, you check for all this. In order to avoid stories that touch in the future. Okay, the next one is kind of similar to identifying bugs. Yeah, it's called testing codes. So that is like a process of contributing that involves executing a program with the intent of like finding errors or some issues. So a good test is very important, and when you're testing codes, it's very advisable you do it earlier in order to avoid mistake, when the software is being released. So if you are interested in testing codes, as an open as let me say open source as your favorite open source contribution, it's advisable you do this early and make sure it's done well to avoid outcry when the software is being launched. The next one is answering queries from users. Okay, this is an interesting way of contributing to open source. You literally don't need to like open your VS Code for this. All you just have to do is serve as a bridge, or serve as an open source contributor that will collect some information from the pen pointers or the users. This is very good because you are taking this information and you're getting it back to the developers in order to make the software or the app or whatever that is being worked on better. So This mechanism, or is a static information, is being called answer to the query. You know, like, it's a process where you just take issues, give it to the developers or give it to your project manager, and then say, okay, this is the this is the issues, I need you to work on this. This is where the users are crying, and this is where you need to fix. Okay, so the next one is moderating and organizing events. Oh yeah, thanks to Ariel Fox. Ariel Fox made me love like contributing to open source, you know. And the moderating part and organizing events is like my favorite part. I won't lie, I'm a designer, but I always love to volunteer and moderate events, because it's like a great platform where you get to meet amazing people, you know. You get to share insight, and you're given a platform to share your thoughts, and you know, there is no discrimination. You know, I'm so, like, I don't know, I'm looking forward to like moderate and organize like about 10 events this year, and I can't wait to see that happen. Okay, so like, meetups are a great way for open source community members to learn from each other, like collaborate, you know, and then talk about some open source projects. So you can contribute to open source by moderating events, by either hosting it, or by either taking questions from the guys in the comments section and giving it to the speaker, or you can be part of the promotional guys. You know, guys are in charge of, you know, the promotion and also the social media part. Okay, so you shouldn't think that because you're not on screen, you can't moderate an event. You know, you can't organize an event. You can organize an event by working on the designs too. Okay, yeah, so that's it. So examples of events, open source events and conferences. I know that like a ton of them, and there are quite many, but I know this, and there are quite a few. The first one is PyCon, the first them, the Red Hat Summit, the Oscar Fest that happened last day in Nigeria, the Open Source Summit, the Open Up Summit, Asia, LibreGraphics, All Things Open, and OSCON. Okay, these are like few events and conferences, open source conferences. I know like there are tons of them, like a lot of them. The next one will be, yeah, they're contributing to open source softwares with your visual design or user interface or user experience skills. Yeah, you know, I got to find out that most open source softwares, they're not flexible in terms of design. The experience is quite funny. I don't know, it can permit me by saying this, like the experience is quite funny, and I noticed this, and that's why whenever I contribute to open source software, open source project, I do it selflessly. I do it like I'm being paid for it. I do it like my life depends on it, you know. So because I always want something great to come out from the open source space, you know, I always want someone to use an open source software and be like, wow, this is awesome, who worked on this? Okay, so if you're a designer that are listening to this, please work on open source projects like your life depends on it. I'm trying to use this term for you, but that's how I do. Like, make sure you give out your best. You know, because I found out that most softwares, like I said, do not have this professional outlook, which is very, very bad. So this is where you come in to change the narrative and then fix those loopholes. Okay, yeah. The next one will be making monetary donations. Yeah, you can contribute to open source like softwares. Like, if you don't know how to design, you don't know how to code, or you don't know how to moderate events and fix bugs and all that, okay, you can help, you can sustain the space by making some monetary donations. You can fund some open source projects and open source ideas. You can also fund some events, open source events. That way you can also contribute to open source. And there's a platform for this, is where Open Collective Common, where the, you know, it collects and disburse is more transparently in order to sustain and grow open source projects. Yeah. The last one, advocacy. Yeah. Be open source. Okay. Yeah. I know someone, Ruti Kega. She always wears the open source hat and open source garments. You know, whenever people if you go through a TL, you will see like two or three contents that are related to open source. You know, you have to advocate for that space. Advocacy is a very great way to you can contribute to the open source technology. You know, you being open source, you know, you being doing stuff selflessly. Because you can do this by like choosing like softwares and app that has to do with that related to open source and then recommended it to people. For example, use VLC Media Player. You all know that is as an open source software, and you recommend to a friend of yours, "Hey, bro, you can use this software. Use the software. It works very fine. It plays 4K videos. It plays 1080 videos and stuff like that." Okay, yeah, this is a way, great way you can contribute to the open source. This is a great way you can sustain and advocate for the open source technology. I bet you, if you do this, there will be a lot of people in the open source space. So, like, I'm really glad that what I mentioned here are not related to something that has to do with code. If you start from the fixing bug, you know, the beta testing, the UI UX design, moderating events and all, you see that is something you can do for the comfort of your house. You can help do this. All you just have to do is be selfless, you know. So I'm here to encourage you that you just got to go to open source. It shouldn't be limited that open source has to do with code. Yeah, you can go to open source with code. You can push some code. You can help do some stuff. You can do some DevOps and all. But yeah, you can also contribute to open source without writing codes. I'm so happy that I shared my thoughts today. And if you enjoyed my light talk today, just let me know. And if there are any questions, please just shoot them below. I'll be able to answer them ASAP. Thank you very much.